We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Merrill Montage coming up at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. How it sounded yesterday here on WIP with the calls of Merrill and Mike with the game. We'll get to that coming up in about 15 minutes. Also, coming up here this segment, we'll go inside the snap counts. You know, one of the interesting things, particularly in a week one, because it gives you an idea of who the coaches want to play. I mean, who they trust the most, who they actually play, and what percentage of plays they play. There were some very notable things that stood out. We'll get to that shortly. Let's go to the phones right now. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Lamar, who's with us. What's up, Lamar?
How you guys doing?
All good, buddy.
Doing great, Lamar.
Fun game to watch yesterday.
Oh, dude, it was phenomenal. I mean, it was.
I mean, that's what we waited all year for, right? A game like that, and to kick off the season like that.
Lamar, we waited.
Just unbelievable.
We waited 2 years. I mean, you have to go back at least to that December game versus Dallas when the Eagles won.
Yeah.
I think 17-9 at home for the last time. I mean, the Saints game last year was cool, no question, but it was in the midst of such a downer of a year. This was a really fun game it was kind of thrilling.
So I want to bring up a couple things real quick. Number one, so you guys have been kind of calling for the Eagles, the name Hurts, the starter since training camp, the first day of training camp. Why haven't the Eagles name Hurts, the starter? Why haven't they? And made, in my opinion, a really too big a deal on that whole thing. The players knew who the starting quarterback was going to be. It's more important that the players know than the fans know. I could care less if they named Jalen Hurts the starter until they did, which was last week. And I don't know why you guys really made a big deal out of that.
Lamar, here's my view of it. So it didn't bother me that they did not name Hurts the starter to begin camp. I thought they should have named Hurts the starter by roughly about 2 weeks into camp. To me, it was exceedingly obvious. And I thought it was, for lack of a better way to put it, stupid that they hadn't. Now, in the end, is it that big a deal? No. Is it possible it's not a big deal at all? Yeah, it's possible. But I just thought that they needlessly took it too long.
That's all that matters.
I think it is a big deal to Jalen Hurts. I think it is a big deal to the quarterback himself. And it was a slap in the face. The fact that they didn't show the confidence in him that they should have. And, you know, for what it's worth, he took that as a challenge, I guess, and he certainly made the most of it.
I mean, it can be a source of motivation. There is the flip side.
This guy framed it properly and said, well, hey, it's no big deal. You're not going to name me one. I'm just going to take it. And that's what he did. We've got the right kind of guy under center. I just wish that they would have, I don't know, acknowledge that, recognize that, given him the spot that he deserves.
Yeah, but it just struck me.
Maybe they
odd.
Didn't see it in him the way that, you know, it sounds like his camp was just incredible. I didn't see incredible at the practices I was watching.
Right.
But in those scrimmages against other teams, he just took it over. That's what we are told.
Yeah, we were told that.
So, you know, good for him. He took it as motivation.
All right, let's get to the snap counts yesterday, John, offensively and defensively. Let's start on offense. Couple things stand out. So, first off, the Eagles had 71 plays yesterday. Devontae Smith is the skill position player that was on the field for the most plays. He was on the field for 62 plays, and it's kind of as you expect. I mean, he's one of your better players. Just put him out there and go. So, he's out there 87% of the time. Reagor played in 70% of the plays. Quez Watkins was 48% of the plays.
Yeah.
But one of the two guys from last year that were really downgraded.
Yeah.
Greg Ward was in only 16 plays. That's 23%.
Yeah,
so
I'm
obviously
surprised.
They're giving these young guys a shot. And Boston Scott, who I think is, you know, a decent player.
Me too.
He didn't play at all. And I felt bad for him because I actually think he can contribute. And there's no doubt in my mind that he will contribute as the year goes on. Someone's going to get hurt. There's going to be something with the game, the way it goes, whatever it is. I mean, Boston Scott's going to get a shot. But obviously they relied primarily on Miles Sanders, who was out there 66% of the plays, and Kenny Gainwell 35%, and no Boston Scott. And it just struck me, John, yeah, that the coaching staff really said, hey, Scott and Ward, who last year were, you know, sizable part of this, there are better players now. Gainwell and Rager in the slot, you just had more juice. And even Ortega Whiteside as a blocker.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the coach's approach, and at least for yesterday, it looked effective.
I was surprised with the Boston Scott thing.
Yeah.
I really like Kenny Gainwell.
Yep.
I think it's the right move having him in there as your two-minute back. I think he is the most talented receiver of that group, and that's right where he should be as long as he understands the protections and can do a good job in that regard, and it seems as though he has. The Greg Ward thing was also surprising.
I mean,
seems to have a wonderful relationship with Jalen Hurts. You know, last year we saw that prove itself out on the field. I guess they just look at both of those guys as dependable backup players that they will need to rely on at some point, probably in the near future. They're going to get their chance. And they're telling them, hey, make sure you maximize it when we give you the shot.
Clearly what they're doing with Greg Ward is they're prioritizing speed on the field. I mean, we all know Greg Ward is dependable for what he does. He can go across the middle. He can get open, you know, a decent amount. And he will, generally speaking, catch the ball. But he's not going to stretch the field. He's not going to blaze you with speed. And they're basically saying, we're putting the three young guys out there for a speed purpose. Or, of course, the two tight ends, which they did some of that also yesterday. Because Ertz and Goddard both played over 50% of the snaps, as we expected. Goddard, 73% of the snaps. Ertz, 58% of the snaps. His snap count might have been slightly higher if he hadn't missed that one series with the hamstring issue coming out of the locker room. So, you know, they still had two tight ends, or at least one. And even Stoll got in there.
What were the numbers for the tight ends?
So
again?
Goddard was 73% of the snaps.
Yeah.
Zach Ertz was 58%. And even Jack Stoll was 17% of the snaps. Mm-hmm. So they had a lot of two tight ends, whether it was Stoll and Goddard, Ertz and Goddard, and at times they had three tight ends. Exactly right. Now, let's get to the defense. Because, look, you know they're going to rotate defensive linemen, and they did that a lot. And it was good. They were able to keep snap count pretty low. Fletcher, the defensive lineman that played the most, only played 57% of the snaps. That's good. It's not a huge amount. Obviously, with 17 games, you want to manage these guys. And, of course, at the very end of the game, it was a runaway, and I'm sure they were able to get Fletcher out late. But the linebackers, to me, John, was
going to – Does it worry you all at all that Fletcher Cox was blanked on the stat sheet?
No tackles?
Nothing.
No, because I thought he played well. I thought he penetrated. I thought he, especially as the game got going, I thought he created hurries for Matt Ryan. I thought Fletcher Cox played. Does it bother you?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, D-linemen, a lot of times defensive tackles aren't going to rack up the tackles.
I know that, but the great ones do, and we're expecting greatness.
I thought he was fantastic. I mean,
he was our third best defensive tackle yesterday.
Behind Ridgeway, Hargrave and Ridgeway?
Yeah, they seemed like they were causing havoc in there.
I know
Fletcher was getting double-teamed
at times.
Had to be
double-teamed compared to
Ridgeway. He was double-teamed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He's accustomed to that.
Yep.
But if things keep going the way they're going, and it's going to be completely different next week, you know, different looks, all that stuff, better linemen, Fletcher might have a breakout-type performance with the stats, but... Yeah, 0-0-0 across the board.
Yeah, right.
We need better than that.
All right, here's the other thing. So the linebackers, I mean, you know the corners are going to play and safety is going to play, all that. But the linebackers, we were all wondering, well, how are they going to divvy up the playing time? So first off, the Eagles played six different linebackers. In past years, I don't think they had six linebackers on the roster.
Well, they were in that 3-4 a lot.
I know they were.
Because Atlanta tried to get heavy and run the ball.
So Eric Wilson played a real good amount. I mean, he's the guy they leaned on the most, 85% of the snaps. Singleton, 60% of the snaps. T.J. Edwards, 40%. Jannard Avery, 31%. And then some of this is late-game substitutions when the game was a blowout. But Bradley got in there for 9 plays, 12%. And Johnson, the rookie, I think he was a 7th-rounder, but he got in 10%, but some of them were early. I mean, it wasn't like it was all garbage time playing. So it was just so unusual to see so many different linebackers play. John, could you get a sense of who played well amongst them, who played best amongst those 6 guys? It was hard for me to tell.
I didn't think Jannard Avery, like as you mentioned, gave us as much as I'd hoped. You know, we were told that he was going to be, he'd have a breakout season because he was in this Sam spot where he's featured at times as a pass rusher and, you know, has to set that edge against the run. We didn't set an edge at times. You know, they were taking what they wanted against that 3-4.
Yep.
And then when the game turned, the second half of the game, when they went away from doing what they were successful doing in the first half because they were in catch-up mode, it wasn't a problem because they weren't running those plays. I think the linebackers need to do better. I'm going back and watching the tape, and I'll let you know who did well out of that group.
Yep.
But no one sticks out as having had a great game.
It doesn't mean though that they didn't play well. I mean, the team gave up 6 points. I mean, obviously collectively they did a lot well. James, what information you got in there right now?
Yeah, rap sheet again, just tweeting out, the Eagles are releasing veteran defensive tackle T.Y. McGill, source said. He recently spent time on the COVID list, but did flash in the preseason.
Well, maybe that's code for Ridgeway has your job. I mean, listen, Ridgeway played the 8th most snaps of the D-lineman yesterday. He played very well. All right, Joe to camera, John Rich up ahead, more calls, plus the Merrill montage. How it sounded yesterday on WIP, Merrill and Mike with the call of the game. You'll hear all that up ahead, Joe to camera and John Ritchie. On WIP. Hey, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. What a great game we have up ahead here on Sunday with Kansas City and Baltimore. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the weekend right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. You know, every time I tell you about this, I'm like, I can't even believe I'm saying these words. I can't believe FanDuel makes this a possibility, but they do. Think about this. You bet $5, you pick the team, and if you are right with that pick, you win $150, and there's no catch. It's legit. It's the real deal. When you sign up with FanDuel Sportsbook using promo code HAMMER. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP, always hooking you up with great offers, and, of course, when you win, they get you paid fast. Your winnings in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. And again, win $150 in just a $5 bet when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. Promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.